Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S. southern border yesterday, and polling shows the public trusts former President Donald Trump more on the issue of border security. And now Vice President Harris is trying to go on the offense. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivarin traveled with the vice president to Douglas, Arizona. Deepa, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good morning.
This was, I gather, the vice president's first visit to the border since she began her presidential run. What message did she want to get out?
Yeah, Harris spent time with border officials there. She had a tour along the U.S.-Mexico border before she gave a speech. And in her remarks, she started off showcasing her own firsthand experience walking through tunnels used by drug traffickers when she was Attorney General of California, which is, of course, also a border state.
I've seen tunnels with walls as smooth as the walls of your living room, complete with lighting and air conditioning, making very clear that it is about an enterprise that is making a whole lot of money in the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings.
And Harris really focused on fentanyl and what she'd do to stop smuggling of that drug. And that was probably the biggest part of this immigration speech.
Did the vice president talk much about her record on immigration and border security, which, of course, has been under criticism by her Republican opponents who say, well, didn't you have the chance to do something already?
Yeah, very good point. I mean, she was given the job of working to address the root causes of migration at the southern border early on in her time in this administration. But she took a lot of heat over it from Republicans, and it's not something she's talked about lately. She didn't even mention it in her remarks yesterday. But she talked more about how she would take common sense approaches to the border. She said the word solutions a lot. And she said Trump has been trying to make immigration a political issue rather than fixing the problem. She also specifically called out Trump on separating migrant families who came across the border when he was in office.
Did the vice president propose solutions?
Yeah, you know, she didn't get into a lot of specifics, but Harris wants to be stricter on closing the border to migrants seeking asylum than the Biden administration currently is. So, for example, Biden suspended asylum processing earlier this year and said it wouldn't start again until the number of unauthorized crossings dropped to 1,500 people per day. But a campaign official told us that Harris wants to make that threshold even lower. And Harris also said if people came through the border who hadn't properly filed for asylum, they'd be barred.
While we understand that many people are desperate to migrate to the United States, our system must be orderly and secure. And that is my goal.
And she wants to create a pathway to citizenship for immigrants who have been here for years, including Dreamers who were brought here as kids, and agricultural workers.
Deepa, let me ask you quickly in the half minute we have left, how realistic are those proposals considered?
I mean, many of these proposals require action by Congress. We're working with a divided Congress now. That will likely be the case after November. But, you know, she emphasized last night that she would work across the aisle. The more pressing reality, though, for Harris is that in the next 6 weeks, she really needs to convince independent voters in these swing states like Arizona that she's moved to the center on this issue and kind of balances out the attacks from Republicans that she's been getting.
NPR's Deepa Shivarin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.